Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the halachos of Kriya Shema in the context of a Levaya. So there's a Levaya taking place, there's an Oinein, there are Avelim, there are people that are carrying the bed, there are backups, there's the backup to the backup, there are the people that are needed, the people that aren't necessarily going to be needed. And the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the third Perek, had discussed the halachos of all these people as it relates to Kriya Shema, Tefillin and Tefillah. So Mishnah Beis continues along those lines. Kavru es ha-meis. What happens if they bury the meis? V'chazru. And now they're coming back. So what happens after the kfura? After the kfura, the avelim, the people that are mourning, they just went from being oinein to avel. So now there's a mitzvah to be menachem avel. So the avel would stand. The avelim, all the other people that are there, they form two lines, and the avel walks through, and the people on the side, they're called the menachamin, because they're going to console this person. They say, "Hamakim yinachim eschem b'chsoich shar avel etzim v'rishlam." So again, what happened? What happened is the kfura just finished. Now they're going from the kfura, that's point A, to the place where they're going to line up b'shura, they're going to line up with these two lines, and they're going to be menachem the avel. So they're going from here to there. It's Zman Kriya Shema. Should the people who didn't say Kriya Shema yet, because they were involved in the Kfura, should they say Kriya Shema now, or should they not say Kriya Shema now? Im yuchaylum lahaschol, says the mission, if they can start saying Kriya Shema, the ligmar, and finish saying Kriya Shema, actually agiya l'shura, until they get to the place where they have to be menachem avol, yaschilu, they should start. Vim la, but if they're not going to be able to finish, lo yaschilu, then they shouldn't start. And what's the reason for this? Because just like Kfura is a mitzvah, and if someone's engaged in the kfura, he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema because he's an oisik b'mitzvah, batav b'mitzvah. Being menachem avol is also a mitzvah. And someone that's being menachem avol is also patav b'mitzvah because oisik b'mitzvah, patav b'mitzvah. So they're going from the kfura to be menachem avol. They're going from a mitzvah to a mitzvah. They're oisik in one mitzvah. And really, as they're traveling to the next place, they're continuously engaged on some level in the mitzvah. So if you could say Kriya Shema en route, as you're going to say Kriya Shema. But if you can't, and even if you could start, but you won't be able to finish, then the halacha is, you're not supposed to start. Ha'im de Meshur, what about the people that are Ha'im de Meshur, the people that are being Menachem Avel? So Ha'pnimin Peturim, the people that are closer to the Avel, Apater. Because the people that are closer, they can see the Avel could see them. They're considered to be involved in the mitzvah, and as a result, they're oisik b'mitzvah, they're being menachem avol, they're patur min ha-mitzvah, they don't have to say Kriya Shema. However, v'hachitzoinim chayavin, any person that's on the outside are considered patur, because they're not really being seen, and as a result, they don't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Kriya Shema, this Mishnah. He's going to discuss whether a woman, an Eved Kenani, and a Katan are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or they're potter in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, once we mention Noshim, Avadim, and Ketanim, and from the standpoint of Kriya Shema, we're also going to mention Noshim, Avadim, and Ketanim, whether they're potter or chayiv in some other mitzvahs as well. And the truth is, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, in Mesechtes Brachos, from the Gemara perspective, is a heavy, loaded Mishnah. There's a lot of Gemara and a lot of Lamdis and a lot of Halacha and a lot of Raid, but we're going to do what we do, and that is learn the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Noshim, women, Va'avadim, and an Eved Ketani, Uktanim, and a minor, a child, Pturim Kriya Shema, the Pater from the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Umina Tefillin, the Pater from the Mitzvah of Tefillin, V'chayavim B'Tefillah, however, they're Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Tefillah, Ube Mezuzah, and the Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Mezuzah, Ube Birchas HaMazin, and the Chayiv in Birchas HaMazin as well. Very, very straightforward. But let's just explain the Mishnah a little bit. So the Mishnah is talking about a woman, an Eved, and a Katan. So let's just go through each one individually. A woman. A woman is a full-fledged Yid, of course. But at the same time, the halacha is, it's a Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, that women are potter from all mitzvahs asay shazman gerama. So if it's a lois asay, a woman is obligated in the lois asay, just like a man is. If it's a mitzvah asay she'ein hazman gerama, that has nothing to do with time, women are obligated just like men are. Any mitzvah asay shehazman gerama, a mitzvah that you could only do during certain times, the halacha is women are going to be potter. Says the Mishnah, it's for that reason, noshim apotter from Kriya Shema. Why they're potter from Kriya Shema? Because when do you say Kriya Shema? Pamayim be'ahava. You say Kriyat Shema in the morning, and you say Kriyat Shema in the evening. In fact, there's no mitzvah that's even more associated with Zman than Kriyat Shema. Hence, Zman Kriyat Shema. So we know Kriyat Shema is for sure a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Women are potter from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, and it's for that reason women are potter from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Tefillin. Tefillin is also a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, because you only put on tefillin during the day. You don't wear tefillin at night. You also don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. You also don't wear tefillin on Yantiv. So tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Women are potter from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, and it's for that reason women are potter from the mitzvah of tefillin. Said the Mishnah, v'chayovim b'tefillah. But women are chayiv in tefillah. Now that's interesting, because we have an obligation to daven 3 times a day. But at 3 specific times, you daven in the morning, Shachris, in the afternoon, Mincha, and at night, Ma'ariv. In fact, just like there's something called Zman Krishma, there's also something called Zman Tefillah. So really, women are chayiv in tefillah, you would think they should be potter. Just like there's a Zman Krishma, and therefore Krishma is a mitzvah saseh, Zman Geroma, women are potter, there's a Zman Tefillah. So Luchura, women should be potter from the mitzvah of tefillah as well. The reason women are chayiv, says the Gemara, is even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, but at the end of the day, let's be honest, women don't need tefillah. Women need tefillah just like men do. In fact, the Gemara says in a whole bunch of places, women are much better at davening than men are. And it's for that reason, even though it's true, tefillah is a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, but being that it's tefillah and it's rachamim, and everybody needs rachamim, so therefore, women are chayiv in tefillah, despite the fact that really it is inconsistent with the rule of women being potter from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. The Mishnah said, women are chayiv in mezuzah. That's easy. If a woman lives in a house, there's no man living in the house, she has to have a mezuzah. Mezuzah is not a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. You have to have a mezuzah in your house during the day. You have to have it at night. You have to have it on Shabbos. You have to have it on Yontif. You have to have it on Chol HaMoed. You always have to have a mezuzah. In fact, it's not even clear why the Mishnah would have to mention that women are chayiv in mezuzah. And finally, Birchas HaMazon as well. Birchas HaMazon, benching, has nothing to do with Zman. Whenever you eat, that's when you bench. But it's not a mitzvah that's associated with a certain time of day or a certain date on the calendar. And it's for that reason women will be chayiv. So it's very simple. Women are potter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. The chayiv in tefillah, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, because at the end of the day, tefillah is rachamim. And even women need tefillah. And they're chayiv in mezuzah and Birchas HaMazon because that's a mitzvah saseh she'ena. What about Avadim? So first of all, what is an Eved? So when we talk about an Eved, almost every single time in Mishnayos or Gemara, an Eved is an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is a non-Jew. He's an Eni Yehudi that was bought as an Eved by a Yid. Once a Yid buys a non-Jew, and that non-Jew becomes his Eved, the halacha is the non-Jew goes through a little bit of a conversion process. In fact, the Rambam, when he talks about the Eved Kanani, he refers to him as a Yisrael b'miktzas. He refers to him as a quasi-Jew. Ordinarily, you would think, either you are a Yid or you're not a Yid. There's actually this concept of you're in between. You're not a full-fledged Yid, but also you're not a Yid at all. What's the example of that? Exhibit A is the Eved Kanani. The Eved Kanani is a Yisrael b'miktzas. And because an Eved Kanani is a Yisrael b'miktzas, he has to do certain mitzvahs. But at the same time, because he's not a full-fledged Yid, he doesn't have to do all the mitzvahs. So what mitzvahs does an Eved Kanani do? An Eved Kanani has to do any mitzvah that a woman has to do. So if a woman's obligated, the Eved Kanani is going to be obligated. And if the woman is not obligated, then the Eved Kanani is not going to be obligated. So just like a woman is obligated in all lois saseh, the Eved Kanani is obligated in lois saseh. And if a woman is obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman gerama, the Eved Kanani is obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman gerama. A woman is potter from mitzvah saseh she'ein gerama, Eved Kanani is also potter from mitzvah saseh she'ein gerama. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Avadim are potter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin, and the chayiv in Tefillah mezuzah Birchas HaMazon. It's very simple, because that's what a woman's halach is. She's potter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin because the mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Same is true for an Eved. She's chayiv in tefillah even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. The same is true for Eved. She's chayiv in mezuzah and Birchas HaMazon. The same is true for Eved. So whatever's true for the woman is going to be true for the Eved. And finally, the Mishnah mentioned ketanim. So what's a katan? The truth is, a katan is someone that's not bar mitzvah yet. But really, in halacha, there's 2 types of ketanim. There's a katan that's lo higia lechinuch, and then there's a katan that's higia lechinuch. There's a katan that's so young that the father doesn't even have an obligation yet of a mitzvah schinuch. Doesn't have an obligation to train the child to do mitzvahs. Then there's a katan that reaches a certain age where even though he himself is potter from doing the mitzvah, but the father has an obligation to be mechanech the child. Now this whole idea of chinuch It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi, gam ki yaskin l'yasir imenu. And everyone's familiar with this mitzvah. A father has a responsibility to make sure that he's mechanech his child. So it says the Mishnah, ketanim. So what kind of katan are we talking about? Are we talking about a katan that was higia l'chinuch? Or are we talking about a katan that was loy higia l'chinuch? So the Rishonim say, one pshat. Anyways, we're talking about a katan that was higia l'chinuch. And what the Mishnah is saying is that even though a katan that's higia l'chinuch, ordinarily, the father would have a responsibility to be mechanech this child, not by all mitzvahs. So ktanim are pturim mikriya shema, and they're pturim in tefillin. They're chayovim b'tefila, they're chayovim b'mezuzah, and they're chayovim b'berchas hamazon. So let's go backwards. Chayovim b'tefila, b'mezuzah, berchas hamazon. That's easy. They're ktanim. They're of the age of chinuch. They're not really obligated to do anything, but their father has a responsibility to make sure that the child is going to do the right thing. Therefore, the chayiv and tefillah, the chayiv and mezuzah, and the chayiv and berachas hamazon. The question is, why are they potter from kriya shema, and why are they potter from tefillin? So the Rav Bar Tanura says that the reason that they are potter from kriya shema is simply because it's common that a father would not be together with the son at the time of, you have to say kriya shema. Father's out at work, the father's in koilo, and the child is home, and the father's not present. And because he's not present, and the mitzvah of chinuch is his mitzvah, so therefore there's no obligation of chinuch when it comes to the mitzvah of kriya shema. What about tefillin? Tefillin, in the olden days, people used to wear the whole day. That's the way people wore tefillin. And in order to wear tefillin properly, you have to make sure that your body is clean. And a katan, it's more difficult for him to keep his body clean. And therefore, we said that even though really a father has a responsibility to be mechanech his child, but when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, they're not, because it's going to be difficult for the child to really wear the tefillin in a clean state. And it's for that reason he's going to be potter. Either way, so nashim, avadim, and ketanim are potter from kriya shema and from tefillin, but at the same time, they're all chayev and tefillah, b'mezuzah, u'b'berchas hamazon.